Let's come before the Lord in prayer. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, you are a great God, and you are greatly to be praised and thanked. You are the Creator, you are the Sustainer, and you are the Redeemer. We pray that as your people, as we look at this theme of thanksgiving in the Christian life, we pray that it will encourage us, that it will just open our hearts and minds, Lord, to what you've done for us in Christ, so that we will live lives that are thankful, lives that praise you and honour you. And we ask it in Jesus' name. Amen. Remembering can be a powerful force in the life of an individual and in the life of a nation. We remember those who have fallen every time we celebrate Anzac Day. And we remember those who have fallen with the words, lest we forget. We want to remember. Anzac Day in particular has become a day that shapes our nation, shapes our identity, and brings us together no matter where we are in the world. But on Anzac Day, we not only remember those who have given their lives, but we also thank those who are giving their lives for this nation and for freedom. The past helps us to appreciate the present and also shapes our view of the future. Days and acts of remembrance help us to appreciate and acknowledge what people have done for us in the past, like Remembrance Day, when we remember the end of World War I at 11 a.m. on the 11th day of the 11th month. And on the 29th of September this year, many people will gather in Canberra and elsewhere to remember and thank the men and women of our police force for their service to us and to the community. Remembering and thanking go together. We have other days when we remember and thank people, like Mother's Day and Father's Day, where mums and dads are remembered for being so wonderful and caring and sacrificial, and the children just express their gratitude, don't they? They do. Remembering and thanking go together. So this morning, we're going to start a four-week series on Thanksgiving in the Christian life. Hopefully by the end of the series, you will be thankful. So what does it mean to be thankful as a Christian? In God's word, we are called to give thanks and be thankful many times. Do not be anxious about anything, but in every situation, by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, Paul tells us in Philippians, present your requests to God. Rejoice always, pray continually, give thanks in all circumstances, Paul tells us. For this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus, when he wrote to the Thessalonians. Therefore, since we're receiving a kingdom that cannot be shaken, let us be thankful and so worship God acceptably and with reverence and awe. So the writer says to the Hebrews, or devote yourself to prayer, being watchful and thankful. Sing and make music from your hearts to the Lord, always giving thanks to God, to God the Father for everything in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. So then, just as you receive Christ Jesus as Lord, continue to live your lives in him, rooted and built up in him, strengthened in the faith as you were taught, and overflowing with thankfulness. As we read the New Testament, we hear call after call after call to be thankful. And at times that can be challenging, especially if we're going through difficult situations where we find it very hard to be thankful in. And we simply read those words. We simply read, be thankful, give thanks, overflowing with thankfulness. What does that mean in the Christian life? How can we be thankful? Well, the Apostle Paul, throughout his letter, constantly uses these terms of thanksgiving. In fact, he's the one that uses it the most. And his thanks is always directed firstly to God, and then to the work of God in the life of his readers. Now, when we think of someone being thankful in our society, we might simply think of someone saying, thank you. Thank you to someone for doing something like, Nell, will you pass me the butter? And Nell passes me the butter, and I'm a polite young man, and I say, thank you. And she'll say, you're welcome. And of course, as parents, for those who are parents, we seek to instill in our children a sense of good manners and politeness. So they're taught to say please and thank you because it's a good thing. People respond to acts of kindness with a sense of gratitude by simply saying, thank you. And then they move on, don't they? Because thank you can roll off the tongue fairly easily without a second thought. Someone opens the door for you, say thank you. Someone passes the salt, thank you. However, if you were a refugee family given asylum in Australia, then your whole life has suddenly changed. And how do they express their thanks? They express their thanks by embracing their new country. They express their thanks by obeying its laws. And they may even choose to express their thanks by becoming Australian citizens. However, the impact that that may have on their lives may definitely affect the first people who arrive, possibly the second generation, but after that they just become part of the culture. My parents felt the impact coming from post-war Europe to Australia. I had a bit of that impact. My children have nothing of that impact. Nothing at all. So when something affects us so greatly, we begin to realise the value of being in a country like Australia. Thanksgiving in the New Testament is about the impact that God has had on the life of the person. Thanksgiving is not something a believer says and then moves on, but is something that a believer does every day. Every Christian is a first-generation believer because they've actually experienced God's grace personally and directly. The Apostle Paul, as I said before, uses the Thanksgiving group the most, and he rarely ever thanks people, but he always thanks God for God's work of grace in the life of believers. In Romans he says this, first I thank my God through Jesus Christ for all of you because your faith is being reported all over the world. So Paul thanks God for their faith being reported all over the world. I always thank my God for you because of his grace given you in Christ Jesus. We always thank God for all of you and continually mention you in our prayers. Christian thanksgiving is always focused on God, first and foremost, and in his work in his people. God's work in believers moved Paul to thank God for his work in their lives. When Paul offers thanks, it's because of the experience of God's grace in the life of believers. So Paul normally reserves his thanks for God, but he rarely ever thanks people. So when was the last time you were moved to give thanks to God for this church family? When were you last moved to thank God for someone in this church family? The work of grace in the life of believers can and does lead us to praise God for his grace in their lives. How many people here enjoy listening to the interviews of people from this church during our service times? You do. You enjoy it. You love it. Why? Because you're encouraged by it. You're encouraged to hear how God has worked in people's lives. I thoroughly enjoy going to the men's ministry, breakfasts and dinners. I'm not sure about the upcoming one with the paintball, but we can all be thankful. I'm sure of it. Now, why am I encouraged and enjoy that? Because I get to hear how God has worked in a person's life. And I'm always amazed how God has worked in that person's life. I'm amazed how God brings people to himself in a variety of ways, in amazing ways. And those events lead me to thank and praise God for what he's done in people's lives. So God's work in people leads us to thank God for his work in people. Now, please don't leave this morning determined never to thank another human being again. If that's what you're thinking, that's not what I'm saying. We should thank people. That encourages people, and it's the right thing to do. But I also think that's on our radar. We do that. We do it, sometimes we do it well, and sometimes we don't do it well. But if today you walk away from this talk being more aware of thanking God for the work of grace in the life of others, then I will thank God for that. We thank others, and that is good. We do that normally and naturally. But Paul thanks God, and that is better. And we just need to be more aware of that. We need to be more deliberate about that. Like the Apostle Paul, who wrote to his friend Philemon and said, I always thank my God as I remember you in my prayers. What did Paul thank God for? He says, because I hear of your love for all his holy people and your faith in the Lord Jesus. It was God who had worked in the life of Philemon so that his love and his faith was displayed, which led Paul to thank God for Philemon. The reason why Paul thinks like this, the reason why we should think like this, is because the Christian life is a life that remembers. A life that remembers what Christ has done for us. A life that is lived out in thankfulness for what God has done for us in Christ and for who God is. You see, a life of thankfulness is a reminder that God took the initiative. He took the initiative in our salvation. We did not move towards God, he moved towards us. He did that by sending his son into the world to die in our place. It is as we remember the cross and thank God that this leads us to thank God for also his work in the life of other people. Because as God is the one who initiates our salvation, so he is the one who initiates our works of love. He is the source of all things. And all three, being thankful, praising God and worshipping God, are clearly seen in our reading from Luke 17. Let me just pick it up from verse 15. One of them, when he saw that he was healed, came back praising God in a loud voice. He threw himself at Jesus' feet and thanked him. And he was a Samaritan. Jesus asked, "Where were not all 10 cleansed? Where are the other 9? Has no one returned to give praise to God except this foreigner?" So praise leads to thanks, leads to praise. What we see happening here is a man's life has been changed, transformed. He's not only healed from leprosy, but he is now welcomed back into the community, into his family. His whole life has been radically changed. And his response to all this is to praise God and to thank Jesus because he knows that God has worked through Jesus. And by giving thanks to Jesus, he alone has actually given praise to God. So living a life of thanksgiving leads to a life of praise, leads to a life of worship. How much do we appreciate God's grace in our lives? Do we see it as something that has changed us and is transforming us and therefore shaping us into being thankful, worshipping men and women? Or is it too familiar? Because we hear about it every Sunday. Do you experience secondhand grace? This grace that you hear about, but maybe haven't experienced yet. Because until we actually experience grace firsthand, we will never be able to be thankful people. Because we'll never actually value the grace that we've been told about, the grace that we're being offered through Jesus Christ. It is one thing for a child to be told that they are loved. It is another thing for a child to know that they are loved by being picked up and held in the arms of the parent who says they love them. Do you know and feel that you are loved? Do you know and feel the impact of God's grace in your life? Second-hand grace will never lead you to be thankful. You must experience that for yourself. If you happen to be a child of Christian parents, then don't live off the faith of your Christian parents. Seek that grace yourself so that you can also experience what it means to be thankful. This man in his encounter with Jesus knew that grace and how it impacted his life, and he worshipped God. And as we gather on Sunday, we are saying that God's grace does affect our life as we come here. We are saying that we do value coming together. We are saying that being reminded of what God has done for us in Christ leads us to be thankful. As the psalmist says in verse 17 of 116, I will sacrifice a thank offering to you and call on the name of the Lord. I will fulfill my vows to the Lord in the presence of all his people. Today we gather to give thanksgiving, because we're saying that God's grace has impacted our life. When we gather as God's people, we are gathering to remember, so we can express our thanks, so we can praise, so we can worship. And as we gather, we're expressing our faith, just like this man did. When we gather, we are being reminded by God's word of God's acts for us in Christ. Jesus showed compassion to 10 lepers, but only one returned to say thank you. When was the last time you thanked God for his mercy, for his grace, for sending Jesus into the world to die for you? Many people may experience Christ's compassion, but you are the ones who have come here today to say thank you. Many people may experience God's general acts of grace, but that doesn't mean that they've received God's grace, his ultimate gift of grace, and that is salvation. That only comes through faith. And faith leads to a thankful life, because a thankful life is a life of faith. Because Jesus says to this man these words, your faith has made you well. And he's the only one that heard those words, because he's the only one that came back and said, thank you, and praised God. Being thankful is an expression of faith in Jesus. Gathering together this morning is an expression of thankfulness, an expression of praise, an expression of grace, and an expression of faith. Because we value God's grace. Because we value Jesus. Being thankful is an expression of faith in Jesus. A faith that says, Jesus means everything to me and God is the center and goal of my life. And when we gather around the Lord's table, we are again remembering what Jesus has done for us, which should lead us to thankfulness. And when we baptize someone, we are remembering that it's God's grace that we are depending on. And so we thank God for the work of grace in that person's life. All this reminds us that Christian thanksgiving is not grounded in some emotional issue, but is grounded in history and in a person, in Jesus. We gather to remember the acts of Jesus. We gather to thank Jesus for all that he has done for us. And because of that, we can thank him for his grace at work in each other's lives. Remembering has a powerful effect in the life of individuals and in the life of a nation. As we gather Sunday morning, do you remember? Does it have an impact on your life? As you hear God's word being proclaimed, does it have an impact on your life? Does it help you to keep remembering so you can continue being thankful? When you take the Lord's Supper, does that help you to be thankful, reminding you of what Jesus has done for us? Anzac Day has greatly affected our identity as a nation, but as Christians, does Christ's death and resurrection affect our identity and our life as much as Anzac Day does to Australians? It is good to give thanks. We should give thanks. We should thank those who serve us, the ambulance drivers, fire brigade, soldiers, police officers. Anniversaries, we should thank our spouses for marrying us, for staying married with us. We should thank our parents for loving us. Thank you says, I value you. And gathering together as God's people says, we value God. Giving thanks to God is not about being polite. It's not about etiquette or good manners. But it's about being committed. committed to God alone, saying, I value God, I value his grace, I value what he's done for me in Christ. The Christian life is a life that remembers the acts of God through Christ for us and for this world, and we remember as we gather, and we remember as we read God's word. And as we remember Christ, we live a life that is thankful, a life that praises, a life that worships, a life that places God as the center and goal of our life. Thanksgiving in the Christian life is a whole of life response rather than just a polite expression. It is the response of the whole person, body and spirit, to God's grace to us through Christ. Christians live lives that remember, and in remembering, we are thankful. We live lives that remember a life that should be and must be remembered. And when we gather, we are gathering to remember, to be reminded, so that we will give thanks, so that we will praise, so that we will worship our great and gracious God for who he is and for what he has done. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we pray that as we continue to look at this theme, that we may, Lord, understand that our thankfulness is grounded in what you have done for us in Christ, is grounded in the Lord Jesus, upon his death on the cross, on his resurrection and his ascension. We pray, Lord, that as we continue to meditate upon these things, that we also may be led to be thankful for the work of grace in others, in other people's lives. Lord, we pray that we may grasp this truth, that we may be people that remember the life of Jesus, but in such a way that leads us to praise you, to worship you, to thank you, not just with our lips, but with our lives, with our hearts. And we ask it in Jesus' name. Amen.